This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. This hour is brought to you by Wendy's of our 15th annual Fan Toy Drive, benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and presented by Annex Wealth Management. Just go to 1250amthefan.com to donate. Find out which fire station is closest to you, where you can drop off your toys at. Don't forget to pick up a Frosty key tag at Wendy's for just $2. You can use it all year to get a free Junior Frosty with any purchase. Proceeds help support adoption. More love for the children, more frostiness for you. Get your Frosty key tag today for just $2 at Wendy's. Offer valid until New Year's Eve of 2022. Every $2 tag sold will benefit the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Joining us now, friend of the show, who apparently has me blocked on Twitter, if this is actually his actual Twitter account, which it may be, I don't know. Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher, joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. So every time, Gary, when we make our rundown, you know, we get a rundown and I go on there and I put on there what Twitter account the person has. Now, there's like 100 for Jerry Augustine. I think there's a lot of fake Jerry Augustines running around. But the one that has a blue check mark has me blocked. I don't know why I'm blocked necessarily. Augie, why did you block me, buddy?
I have no idea. I am the worst at anything to do with the media things that on. I could have probably hit a button, but I don't ever block anybody.
Okay.
So I don't know what.
I would have got it.
You'll have to go and check it out. Why would I block Sparky?
I don't know. I was like, did I say something that he got mad at about the Brewers and said, "The hell with you, I'm done"? But I'm like, he still comes on the show,
no.
So. Alright, no big deal. Jerry, you've been a part of this toy drive, obviously, for a number of years, and have been a participant in helping us out. And obviously, you've been in the area forever. And know all about Children's Wisconsin. Tell us, your experiences with Children's Wisconsin and the toy drive.
Well, I tell you what, anytime you can do anything for kids, it's worth it. And you know, this started a number of years for you guys, and I feel really proud and honored to come in each year and sit with you guys for a short period of time. But you're helping kids, and you know, they're, when you think about everything that's going on with all the pandemics and everything we're going through in our world today, to do these special things, it just makes it even more exciting and greater that you guys are taking the time out to do something special, to bring a smile to some people who need it. And just congratulations on your success, because you guys have done an outstanding job. And where would it be without you? Each and every year, you guys increase what you do. And it's great for the community in the state of Wisconsin.
Gary Ellison here. Thanks for coming on, buddy. We really appreciate it. Hey, I want to hit you real quick about David Stearns and really what he's been able to do. I think if you, and Steve and I were just talking about how he's been able really to to flip the script on this team. You remember when they had, what is that, Aguilar and Travis Shaw? He went out and got those guys, and those guys had career numbers. And then all of a sudden, the team changed a little bit. He went and got Moustakas and Grandal. And then now it was moved even forward from that. Now you're looking at Burns. You're looking at the pitching rotation. I mean, it seems like he's been able to do some different things, separate different things with this team to keep them competitive and keep them really in a World Series chase.
Yeah, and it goes way back to Doug Melvin. I think Doug Melvin started out with the big trade with Houston when he brought over Josh Hader and the rest of the guys, Hauser and those guys. I think he had that attitude that baseball changed. But David Stearns is a wizard. I mean, when you look at what he does, I think he really understands the culture of baseball and what needs to be done. I don't think when you look at baseball and you look at prospects, you look at picking up players, that he and Matt Arnold now don't leave any stones unturned. They make sure that they do their homework. They understand personalities. They know what they have to do to be competitive, and how what they have done with baseball in Milwaukee by still being out and going and getting good players. And you mentioned some of them, and you got to mention guys like Chase Peterson and Rowdy Tellez, who they just signed, who are instrumental in this ball club. But yeah, keeping that culture where you're able to go out and get players like Adames and those trades that you make, and yet still build up your minor league system is just, it's unbelievable what a job he has done. He's a master, but I'll tell you one thing, his personality, more than anything, understands the game of baseball along with this organization and Matt Arnold. They work as a team so well together, and I just think what they do is just phenomenal.
You know, Jerry, you've been around this game for a long, long time. Have you ever seen anything like the fall off of, say, Christian Yelich? I mean, here's a guy, MVP, could have won it 2 years in a row, and then to where he was last year. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
I think it happens. I don't know. I'd have to sit and think about players that I've played with that have right. that well, all of a sudden they're playing so well. And you look at, you know, you've played with some guys that are having outstanding careers, and all of a sudden they lose it a little bit. You know, with Christian, you know, I kind of date back a little bit. I believe it was 2018 or 19 when he was in Miami when he hurt his knee. And then he had to go through that rehab, and I don't know if it changed his swing. I don't know if it changed his approach, but it just seemed like from that time on, he really hasn't been able to get it back together. Now, has that injury been a part of it? It could be. We don't know. It might change his approach a little bit, but you know, Christian Yelich is just he's a great athlete. He's a guy who really understands the game, and the last 2 years have been a struggle. There's no question yeah. about it. We all look for him to step up. But I still believe that he's gonna do the things he has to do to get better. But it just seems like that injury kind of changed him, where I really believe he couldn't get to that pitch down and in like he used to. And then when they pitched down and in, he couldn't get to it. They throw that good fastball just a little up out of the zone, and it just changed. It gets your mind changing, and he just has to get back to understanding what he does and what his strengths are. And I think he'll battle back, and I think he'll have a great year this year.
I want to get your thoughts on the backup catcher situation. Now, again, for the average fan, they're like, backup catcher? Who cares, Sparky? But I think Manny Pena was a pivotal piece in that clubhouse. I think Manny Pena played a pivotal piece defensively because I thought he had a great arm. And working with those pitchers over the course of time, and now you bring Severino in, Pena leaves. Is that going to be a big deal? Is that, you think, going to be a talking point throughout the year?
I think it's going to be questioned. I think without a doubt, when you take a guy like Manny Pena, you know, you look at what he does on the defensive side of the ball, one of the best defensive catchers in all of baseball with his throwing arm. The idea when you see him go out to the mound, he doesn't need to look into the dugout and make his advance out to the mound. He knows when to go out. He knows how to handle pitchers. He knows their personalities. But I think working with Omar the last couple of years, Omar has really improved as a catcher, not only what I'm going to say as a defensive catcher blocking balls, but when you talk about framing pitches, calling games, and I think that really comes down from Manny. And sometimes you have to pass that torch and make some moves. And I thought this year was the year that the Brewers were going to do it anyway with Manny and allow Manny to move on. And I think what they want to do now is center around Omar, let him be that captain, and and bring in some people to back him up. It's going to be interesting who they use, because I think you're going to see several catchers being brought in. But at the same time, Omar's going to be that guy that's going to lead him. And hopefully he's up to the task of being able to not only help pitchers from that physical side of being able to throw strikes, but that mental side of being able to go out and establish a good game plan.
Jerry, also, and I'm very curious about a lot of things to take with this Brewers team, but they played so well last year that they got out in front, got a lead, and kind of, you would say, maybe rest some guys to get them healthy. I get it. And maybe kind of coasting. In years past, you saw this Brewers team where they were the hottest team going into the playoffs and really, in some cases, had to win to get in. This year was a little bit different for them. Do you think they, as an organization, they learn anything from that, or did that affect this team at all because they were so far in front of people and they kind of coasted in?
I think you learn from every season you go out there, and I think this Brewer organization learned a lot about themselves and the organization and what they need to do to be successful. And I think, Gary, you hit it right on the head. You want to be playing your best baseball when you go into the postseason. And I think this team was playing pretty good baseball, but they ran into an Atlanta team that just was able to have people step up. When you get into the playoffs, you look at your stars you have on the team, and they're so important that they continue to play well. And the Brewers had great pitching in the playoffs. But it's those extra guys, those guys that step up and do something special. You look at what Atlanta did. All Atlanta did every game almost in the playoffs, all the way through the World Series, had someone new stepping up almost every game. And that's what you need to have. You need guys stepping up. And I think that's one thing that the Brewers have learned, that the strength of their team is not only going to be the guys that you always count on, but those guys have to go out and play well. But it's the guys who step up and do something special for you. But they're built that way. You look at this Brewer team, and it's solid. And you look at what they've just gone out, and they're able to execute a trade and bring in Hunter Renfroe, who's a good offensive player, a good defensive player, is going to help this club. But it's going to be interesting to watch them. I think there's a lot of moves to be made, and it's going to be all about pitching. They're strong in the starting staff. It's going to be what David Stearns and Matt Arnold do with this bullpen to maintain that strength that they have.
He is Jerry Augustine, former Milwaukee Brewers pitcher, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Jerry, thanks so much, man. Have a good holidays. Thanks so much for coming on again during our toy drive. We really appreciate it.
Well, Sparky, to you and to Gary and Leroy, congratulations on the success of your program. And Gary and Leroy, your program with Dennis Krause is one of my favorites on television. Continue the great success. Everybody, happy holidays. Make sure everybody joins in today, and let's have that everybody put on their uniform top for Jackson Sparks and the people that happened in Waukesha. Let's think about them on today and in the future. And everybody have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. And thanks, you know what, Jerry? Your other guy, Dennis Krause, is on coming up in the third hour today. So you can listen to Dennis Krause as well. You get all
wow,
of them today.
That'll be a great program. It's one of my favorite. I'll tell you what. I listen to you guys on the radio. Your success on the radio is really special. I enjoy listening to how you guys talk about sports and everything you go through. But that show with Dennis Krause on TV is, I'll tell you, I can't wait for those 2 days a week. It's really special.
He gets a little feisty with them, I feel like.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun. It'll be interesting on your what happens when Dennis comes on. He's a great guy and a great part of Milwaukee sports.
Awesome. Jerry, yes, thanks so much, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jerry.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy Thank holidays. You, there he is, Jerry Augustine, former Milwaukee Brewers pitcher on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Gary, tell us where you can go buy your jewelry this holiday season.
My good friends over at the Jewelry Center, guys. Three locations locally, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. A third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Shop TJC.com. If you guys listen to it statewide, you still can get at them. Shop TJC.com is their website. And really, they do a lot of business on their website, and especially when we were going through the pandemic. Nobody was going in stores. Everybody was going to the Jewelry Center on ShopTJC.com. Guys, they're the home of the Light Box Jewelry. Those are lab-grown diamonds. And you're going to get the best possible price for those light box jewelry at the Jewelry Center. Most folks around the area is selling those light box jewelry for double the price. But at the Jewelry Center, you're going to get the best possible price. And when you buy the light box jewelry at the Jewelry Center, here's what can happen. If you tell them that Leroy and Gary sent you, you will get a free gift with the purchase of your light box jewelry. Guys, go check my good friends out today at the Jewelry Center. Ask for the owner, Dean Murray.
All right, coming up next hour, John McLaughlin will lead things off. And we'll tell you what else is coming up, including a Super Bowl winning coach. We'll tell you who that is coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.